Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, we'll use a canine style approach to modulate a drum and bass top loop in Ableton Live 12. I'll walk you through building an audio effect rack with multiple processing paths, mapping expressive macros, and automating them in arrangements so you can create fast, musical, and glitchy top loop movement. This is an intermediate tutorial focused on hands-on macro mapping, sensible ranges, and tempo sync to automation. What we'll build by the end, you'll have one warped 8-bar drum and bass top loop on an audio track, an audio effect rack with 4 chains, clean, filtered, glitch, and distorted, macros map to the chain selector, a filter cutoff, beat repeat chance, grain delay dry slash wet, and saturation slash bit reduction, arrangement automation lanes that perform tempo locked, rhythmic macro modulation in a canine style, a quick resample of a favored variation for layering or CPU savings. Preparation. Start by setting your live set to a canine-friendly tempo. I recommend 174 BPM. Drag your top loop ambience and top percussion into an audio track. Double-click the clip and warp it to grid. Use Beats Warp mode for very percussive material, or Complex Pro for timbral loops. Make sure the clip loops over 8 bars. Build the rack and chains. Drop an audio effect rack on the track. Open the chains list and create 4 chains named 00 clean minus 01 filtered minus 02 glitch minus 03 distorted. Populate each chain with stock devices. Clean. Leave it empty or add a utility for gain and stereo width control. Filtered. Add an auto filter set to 24 dB low pass. Follow it with an optional EQ8 to gently boost the presence region. Glitch. Place beat repeat first try a subtle slice preset, for example grid 1/16 and interval 1/8, then add grain delay after beat repeat. Adjust beat repeat chance and grain delay dry slash wet for rhythmic stutter and pitchy texture. Distorted, use saturator with soft clipping and moderate drive, then redux for subtle bit reduction and downsampling. Optionally add a short reverb for space. Chain selector setup, enable the chain selector zone bar and assign each chain its area. For hard switches, set non-overlapping bands so the selector hits one chain precisely. For smoother crossfades, overlap bands slightly. You can shape the behavior later. Map macros. Open macro controls and map the essential parameters. Macro 1, path, map to the rack's chain selector. Macro 2, filter, map to the auto filter cutoff on the filtered chain. Macro 3, glitch, map to beat repeat chance or grid if you prefer discrete rhythmic steps. Macro 4, grain, map to grain delay dry slash wet. Macro 5, drive, map to saturator drive or redux bit reduction. Macro 6, optional, presence, map to an overall dry slash wet or a utility gain for level control. Set mapping ranges. Tighten the macro map mode ranges so each macro operates in a musical sweet spot. Filter, min 200 Hz, max 6.5 kHz. Glitch beat repeat chance, min 0%, max 90%. Path chain selector. Split the macro range so 0-24 maps to clean, 25-49 to filtered, 50-74 to glitch, and 75-100 to distorted. Drive, min 0 dB, max around plus 8 dB. Grain, min 0%, max around 60%. Manual testing. Play the loop and perform with the macros. Sweep path while nudging glitch and filter. Tweak beat repeat grid and grain delay settings so the artifacts sit musically in the loop. Arrangement automation. Tempo synced canine moves. Switch to arrangement view and create automation lanes for the rack macros. Here's a simple 8-bar plan. Bars 1-4. Start clean and move into filtered. Automate the filter macro to rise slowly across bars 3-4. Bars 5-6. Jump path to glitch. Draw quick, rhythmic spikes on the glitch macro at 1/16 or 1/32 resolution for stuttering. Bars 7-8. Switch to distorted and add a short drive envelope on downbeats for a snappy accent. Use draw mode and set the grid to 1/16 or 1/32 for tight micro edits. For smoother sweeps, use a coarser grid and softer curves. Duplicate patterns to create repeating, tempo-locked motion. Tempo-locked micro modulation. Emulate LFO-style motion by drawing small repeated automation steps at 1/32 or 1/16. Use tiny ramps instead of instant jumps to avoid zipper noise. For humanized feel, slightly offset automation points by a 16th or vary values across repeats. Resampling a favorite take. When you find a section you like, solo the process track and record a resample onto a new audio track using the resampling input or the track output. Trim, warp, and layer the resample. This saves CPU and gives you committed material to manipulate further. Common mistakes to avoid: a few pitfalls to watch for. Don't map everything to one macro with full ranges. Narrow ranges make macros usable and musical. Check chain selector zones. Overlaps can create muddy blends. For hard cuts, keep zones distinct. Always warp your loop to protect tempo. Unwarped audio will throw beat repeat and grid-based automation out of time. Fast, off-grid automation can sound messy. Use the arrangement grid or record live controller moves for precision. Avoid overdoing saturation or bit reduction. Preserve transient detail with dry/wet balance and utility. Gain staging. If you want to save CPU, resample good takes early. Pro tips: map multiple complementary parameters to one macro with different min/max ranges for rich behavior. For example, have a single glitch macro control beat repeat chance, grain dry/wet, and a subtle grain pitch drop. Invert some mappings so when one element opens, another closes. This creates natural countermotion. Use chain selector for big structural changes and a second macro for micro glitches, so you can perform both simultaneously. Short 1/32 automation spikes on glitch macros create characteristic canine energy without overwhelming the mix. In session view, build clips with different macro states for live triggering, then record your favorite runs into arrangement. Mini practice exercise: try this focused exercise. 1. Warp a top loop to 174 BPM and add an audio effect rack with the four chains. 2. Map path, filter, glitch, grain, and drive macros. 3. In arrangement with grid set to 1/16, build an 8-bar section. Bars 1-2, clean, filter low. Bars 3-4. Move to filtered, automate filter from low to about 50%. Bars 5-6, path to glitch and draw 1/16 stutter pattern on the glitch macro. Bars 7-8, path to distorted and add quick drive envelopes on downbeats. 4. Playback, tweak beat repeat and grain delay, then resample an 8-bar bounce. Recap to summarize: route a warp top loop through an audio effect rack with multiple chains, map a compact set of expressive macros, set sensible min/max ranges, and automate those macros in arrangement using tempo-locked, often short, rhythmic shapes. Use chain selector for structure and per-macro automation for micro-movement. Resample favorite passes to commit good takes and free up CPU. This workflow gives you both live control and precise arrangement manipulation, ideal for creating canine-style drum and bass top loops. Closing thus the canine approach to modulating a top loop in Ableton Live 12. Practice the exercise, experiment with macro mappings, and save presets of your racks so you can recall successful setups quickly. Now open Live, build the rack, and start sculpting motion.